I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, and welcome to Casual Friday edition of the podcast. Even though we remain in isolation, I got dressed in grown-up day clothes today. I'm not wearing my pajamas.
Not me.
Yeah, I just feel like I get a little more done if I get up and take a quick shower and get dressed. And, you know, I have closets full of clothes. I should be wearing them.
Yeah, I definitely have to put on different clothes than what I slept in. But I am I'm wearing a pair of sweatpants that I do not wear outside of the house. because they have a swear word written down the leg.
Oh. Yeah, I pick and choose carefully my swear clothes for where I'm going. But now who cares? I live in my house. So this week, one of the people we talked about was Charlotte of Belgium / Carlotta of Mexico. And it's interesting. One of the things that got me to land there that I did not talk about in the episode was that I wanted to get something that was not just European history, because we do often tend to do a lot of that since it has readily available sources. Of course, it still connects very deeply to European history, but it ended up being sad, for which I apologize. But it is one of those things where I feel like I had never really gotten much of her story. And it was one of those things where I would only see quick write-ups of her as like, and then she went crazy. And there are several I have noticed that say that she went mad after her husband's death, kind of suggesting that that was the impetus for her to kind of have her mental illness issues. But in fact, we don't know if she ever was definitively told that he had died.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of decision making around her that did not involve her to try to protect her from things that might upset her further.
Right. Right.
Which gets into a whole other ethical discussion of what is acceptable and not in those situations. But yeah, I promise the next one I will try. If I pick another Mad Royal, I will try to find not such a sad, sad Mad Royal. Maybe we could just find a nutty, eccentric royal that likes feathers or something.
Those are definitely pretty fun. I don't know, because we record these as soon as we're done recording the episode that they're about. I don't really know what the order is going to be of episodes coming out soon. But I know the next thing I'm researching after this is Unearthed.
Yeah.
Longtime favorite part of our normal process of things that we put on the calendar. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's usually a little lighter fare.
Yeah.
There is often some, you know, the inevitable racism of history to untangle in it, but it still usually tends to be a little more upbeat. So,
yeah,
that'll be good. it's one of those things, too, where we talked about it a little before we started recording, that there are these people, you realize how much, like, the dots all start to connect throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, like, even we have an upcoming episode, or we just had our episode on Rinderpest, which was going on at the same time as all of this Carlotta and U.S. Civil War stuff for part of it. Yeah. And I had this moment while we were talking about it, and I was like, ugh, it's all connected. Like, which is really what you learn the more you study history, is that everything connects to everything else and impacts it in ways that you're not always conscious of.
Yep.
The other thing that we talked about this week, which I think is a little peppier, is Dominique Jean Larrey, who I adore openly.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that I admire in history because he's everything I am not, right? Like he, every description of him talks about how even like literally while treating men on the battlefield with bullets whizzing around his head, he was always very efficient and quick, but also very calm and soothing. Whereas I would be like, that's how I would be if you ever wondered. And I just, he's one of those people we don't think about very often. I did not know much about him at all. I had heard the name, but I didn't realize his import in terms of like, we are still benefiting from his insights and his work and his very careful approach to medicine and his very thoughtful approach to how people should be treated.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about some of the same ideas in the episode about the establishment of the Red Cross.
Yeah.
And moves to call for like international human rights standards about like not attacking hospitals during wartime, which of course hospitals still get attacked during wartime in spite of that, but like having a whole humanitarian focus on people who are treating the injured need to not be attacked by enemy combatants while they're doing their job.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was preaching that particular ideology way before any of it was ever passed into any sort of law or resolution. And he really did instill in the doctors that worked under him that same ethic of like, I don't care that that's a Russian soldier. That's a person that needs our help. You're a doctor first.
Yeah.
Which I really find incredibly admirable, especially when you consider how much of a shift that was to the norm. It says a lot, I think, about his personality that it doesn't seem like he got a whole lot of pushback on that.
No.
Where, like, he set the rules and people were like, okay, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And just in general, the overall tone of the episode is basically the opposite of any other time we talk about the Napoleonic Wars.
Right? Yeah, I didn't get into, like, the politics of Napoleon, although he was very loyal to Napoleon, which comes with its own question marks. And, you know, Napoleon clearly adored him as well. I read one piece where he was compared to Napoleon as, like, Napoleon was, like, the king of generals, and he was the king of battlefield medicine. And I was like, that's an interesting, you know, way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
But he certainly was, I mean, it's so influential. When we think about like triage in particular, that whole system remains in place and the way that he set up his divisions, very similar. It's going to sound like a weird comparison, but very similar in my mind to the way a professional kitchen is laid up, where like everybody has their rules in the chain of command. Everybody knows what's going on. They're all working sort of independently, but reporting up under a person, except the stakes are super high, which I think probably also engenders a lot of trust at that point among the divisions.
Yeah.
Everyone that worked with him seemed to have adored him. I rooted around forever and could not find anybody criticizing him. Which is a nice feel-good story for our times. And also, I mean, the thing that led me to it, I said at the top of the episode, was that we are in a time where medical personnel are at the forefront of the news a lot. And I think anytime we can applaud them and appreciate their efforts, always a good thing. So this is in a small way, my way of thanking them.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.